What is up, guys? Randy here with Quick Tips for Dads. Today, my thought comes from a friend of mine. You've met him, Garrett. Garrett Speak. He does the Law School Student Hour with me, which we're going to be bringing back here in the next coming weeks. Once school starts up again, hopefully it can add value to more people's lives, this Law School Student Hour. But today's thought came from him. funny enough, he told me about an episode of Bob's Burgers, which is a TV show that I've really never watched, but he says there was an episode where the mom and dad decide, oh, we're going to go out to this event with some friends of theirs that invited them out that don't have kids. They said, oh, it starts at 10. And both the parents thought, you're crazy. It starts at 10? And after some deliberation and being bored, they're like, all right, we'll go. And one of the dads says, the dad says, all right, I will tell my body to stay awake and it will obey me. and it was hilarious because that's how I feel. Anything after 10 p.m., it's like game over for me. I don't know if it was turning 30, it was having a kid or getting married. But one of those three things really changed the way that I do things. I like being in bed at 9:30, up at 4:30. Maybe 5:30, 6:30, depending on how cold it is outside. But this whole episode goes, they have a babysitter that ends up being terrible, and their kids end up at a crazy place. And the parents get a call at the party, and they're like, we got to go save our kids. And this couple that was so interesting and so wealthy and whatever came following them, and they essentially said, like, oh, wow. This was the wildest night we could have imagined. And we realized something, that fatherhood, it is the adventure that we're seeking. It is the adventure that we're looking for. I always think of the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where George Bailey, this character, has dreams of seeing the world. He wants to go far and wide. He's got a suitcase and he's ready to rock and roll. But then something happens and his little brother gets to go see the world, and George gets to stay home and care for the family business. Well, after a few years, he starts feeling sorry for himself, and some things happen, and the bank that he owns works out, whatever the title loan company that he works for, is threatened with foreclosure right at the start of the Great Depression in the 1920s. I guess late 1920s, early 1930s. And he says, I wish I had never been born. And he's granted that wish by an angel named Clarence. And he goes through all this time and realizing that life was so much better because he had been born, because he had had children, because he was a caring father and caring citizen, even though he didn't get to go on the adventure that he had wanted. And I was thinking about that because I felt that at times. I felt like sometimes I would like to go on more adventures, and I can with my kids. I can take them on vacations when we have enough money and whatnot. But you give up a lot when you have kids and you have a family, and that's okay, because fatherhood really is the adventure of the lifetime. Like, I can't imagine doing life without my baby, and I've only had him for a year and a half. Almost. I mean, tonight, it's been a wild couple days. I told you yesterday we were in the emergency room with him with a bloody tongue, and it's healing miraculously today, wonderfully. It's healing impressively well. And then he was just a wild, crazy, happy boy today. He has so much energy, and it's so much fun to be with him. But then tonight, we're getting in the bathtub. I get a call from Garrett, of all people. And all of a sudden, I hear Liam saying, uh-oh. And sure enough, he had pooped in the bathtub. Massive poop. And yeah, it's gross. Yeah, it's not fun to deal with poop. But this is the adventure that we've chosen. You know those old books that choose your own adventure books? Like, this is what we chose. And it really is an adventure. It's a fun, unique adventure that's just with me and my kids and my wife. every new day is something exciting for my baby. He's learning so much right now, and it's so much fun to see. He loves broccoli, which I don't comprehend, but he can love broccoli. That's okay. But he's learning new things with every day as every day passes. And he started saying broccoli, brocky, brocky. He says cracker. He says, hi, mommy. Hi, daddy. And there really is no more fulfilling adventure that you can go on than fatherhood, where you choose to love someone that is your child and you participate in his or her life and you work with him and her. And it's just seriously the greatest thing that I can even imagine. So that's my thought for you today. I hope that adds value to you. Fatherhood really is the adventure of a lifetime. It is a lifelong experience, a lifelong learning experience with your kids and with your wife. And as hard as it is, I don't think I would have it any other way. So if this adds value to you, please like, subscribe, and share, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Peace.